for it.
So I would like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. Okay. Just very quickly, just some quick words about me. Many people in the room know me. My name is Ahmed Tigani. I have the tremendous pleasure of being the current acting commissioner of New York City Housing Preservation and Development. I have been at the agency for over 4 years. I've been in city government in various roles at the mayor's office, borough president, city councils, different city agencies for a little bit over 15 and 20 years at the intersection of housing policy and politics. And I will say that at this moment in time, I have never been more excited, more energized, and more ready to be a partner to the people in this room, the people who are not in this room, the other agencies, to get the important work of putting people in housing as quickly and efficiently as we can. So I just want to say thank you for welcoming me into this spot and role. And I look forward to delivering with the integrity and the execution that this board and the city deserves. At this moment, I want to turn to someone who I attribute for a lot of the great lessons and ability to do this job. I want to turn it to our Deputy Mayor for Housing and Economic Development and Workforce to say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And congratulations. Hi, everyone. I am delighted to stop by. Most of you have heard that I have a new job in town. As Ahmed said, I am the Deputy Mayor for Housing, Economic Development, and Workforce. This is not something you necessarily plan for, and it came about at this moment in history. I had a wonderful 3 years as HPD Commissioner. I worked with this wonderful board and the team at HDC, which is a phenomenal team. Everybody knows that we set the standard for the rest of the 50 states and all the municipalities in this country. The stuff we do here sets the bar for what's possible everywhere else. And I say that with a lot of confidence, having had the view from Washington, D.C., and seeing what happens out there in the country. This work that's done here at the Housing Development Corporation in New York City is exceptional. And so I wanted to come by because the last time I was here, I did not have an idea that it would be my last time sitting in the chair as chairman. And then I won't take it back.
Okay.
I also want to say that it's great to be able to pass the torch to someone of the caliber of Ahmed Tigani. And those of you who know him know that if you were going to create sort of the type of a public servant, someone who's dedicated and smart and understands how our city works, this is who you would create. And so we're all very fortunate that he has been willing to step up, accept the responsibility. And I'm glad that we're going to be working in partnership. I think we talk just about every day.
My wife is very jealous.
Yes. Working in partnership. And I want you all to know that the work that you do, whether it's through the Department of Housing Preservation and Development and all the deals that we've financed together, or the important generational work we're doing at the New York Housing Authority and its campuses and transforming those old facilities into dignified, modern, sustainable housing. And I'm looking forward to the many projects we're going to undertake with you all. You have my support at City Hall. They will hear a constant drumbeat about the important work that we do as housers in New York City. So I just wanted to stop by and say thank you to my colleagues on the board and to the staff and to all of you who participate in this important food chain of activity that allows to make New York such a special place. And what we want to say in this administration, what we've said is the best place to raise a family in America. That's the standard we want to meet. That you come to this city and it is a city rich with opportunity that will take care of your family. So thank you all. It's been a real privilege working with, alongside, and for you. And I continue to work for you now as deputy mayor. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask for unanimous consent from the board for a resolution thanking Deputy Mayor Carrion for his years of service at HPD and on this board, and welcoming our new chairman, Acting Commissioner Tagani, and express our appreciation to Adolfo and our excitement to be working with you.
I feel partially biased in saying this, but happily you'll let that proceed. Yep, is there a second? And then we vote. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. Then the motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Commissioner, I also appreciate that dry run. That really. That was good. So we'll begin by I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on November 25th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next, we'll begin with the president's report. At this time, I call Ruth Morea to make the president's report on behalf of the president.
Thank you. Before I begin, and just really more on a personal note, I want to say I'm really, really excited to have you be here. You've been a partner for many years to us now, and I feel like you're a much bigger partner now. And
I've been eating a lot more calories.
So I'm really excited to have you sitting here. And, I wanted to say the same thing to the deputy mayor, to thank him for all the work that he's done for HDC, for the city, for HPD, and for all of us. And I'm really looking forward to working with you in this capacity. Okay. So thank you, Commissioner, and good afternoon, everyone. I want to extend my gratitude to the board members for this first convening of the year. Eric does send his regrets for not being able to join us today, but I am honored to present this report to you on his behalf. I would like to begin with a warm welcome to our new board chair, Amit Tagani, and extend sincere thanks to Deputy Mayor Adolfo Carrion for joining us today to share a few words. We are deeply grateful for the impactful contributions the Deputy Mayor has made over the past 3 years at the helm of HPD and as our board chair, and look forward to our continued work together in his new role as Deputy Mayor for Housing, Economic Development, and Workforce. On behalf of HDC, I offer heartfelt congratulations to both Deputy Mayor Carrion and Acting Commissioner Tagani on their new roles. We are fortunate to have such experienced and committed public servants leading our city's housing efforts at this pivotal moment. As pressure mounts to meet the growing housing challenges facing both our city and nation, we remain deeply committed to collaborating with our city's leadership and partners at every level and across the country to secure the resources needed to do the vital work that we do. I am confident that together we will continue to push forward to expand access to affordable housing and build a stronger, more resilient city. With that, I will turn to today's agenda, which will begin with a report on the Audit Committee. Next, Senior Vice President for Development, Lauren Connors, will present several items for your approval related to the financing of two key Bronx developments. This includes the issuance of bonds to support the latest phase of the La Centrale development, adding 420 affordable homes for extremely low and low-income households. Lauren will also request the approval of a SUN loan to fund critical repairs and guarantee affordability of over 1,600 public housing units across the packed Northwest Bronx portfolio, and the approval of interest rate hedging tools to help manage our interest rate risk. Next, Senior Vice President for Public Housing and Lending Strategies, Brian Che, will seek your approval for the issuance of housing impact bonds to support the financing of the packed Northwest Bronx transaction. We will then hear from Senior Vice President for Capital Markets, Tin Lin, regarding a request for approval of the corporation's underwritings for upcoming debt issuances. Managing Director for Credit Risk, Trisha Ostergaard, will join us to provide an update on the New York City Acquisition Fund. With a focus on MWBE and nonprofit partnerships, this revolving fund has been a highly effective tool in delivering critical financing to support the creation and preservation of much needed affordable housing. Following this presentation, Executive Vice President for Capital Markets and Investments, Ellen Duffy, will present for your approval a ratification of the corporation's annual investment report. And as a final matter of the day, Lauren Connors will join us once more to request your approval for a declaration of intent resolution for the third phase of the Coney Island affordable housing development in Brooklyn. I want to express my gratitude to the members once more for joining us today and for your continued commitment to improving the lives of everyday New Yorkers. I also want to thank the HDC team for their tireless work and never-ending dedication to our shared mission. With that, I'll conclude this report and turn it back to Commissioner Tadani.
Thank you so much. At this point, we'll move on to the report of the Audit Committee meeting, and I call on Eric Gould to provide a presentation.
Thank you. First, as the senior member of this board, now in my 48th year, and has witnessed the incredible growth of this agency and the good that it does for the city. So I want to welcome you.
Thank you.
The Audit Committee met on January 28, 2025, at which time the members approved the corporation's fiscal year 2024 annual financial statements. The auditors, Ernst & Young, issued a clean opinion, and there were no management letter comments once again this year. Also, at the January 28th meeting, the 2024 annual investment report was approved, which will be presented for ratification at this meeting. Finally, the 2024 annual HTC Audit Committee report was approved as well. The members also met prior to this meeting, which time the fiscal year 2025 second quarter internal audit plan was approved. The members also reviewed the 2025 first quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports.
Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. So I call on Lauren Connors for the approval of to discuss the approval of the authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2025 Series B and approval of mortgage rates.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2025 Series B bonds, in an amount not expected to exceed $327,690,000. The bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities described in your memorandum. Interest on the bonds is expected to be exempt from federal and New York state and local income tax, and such bond series will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap, an allocation of recycled volume cap, and or the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. The anticipated interest rates, maturity dates, and other relevant terms of the bonds are described in your memorandum. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 370th supplemental resolution. It is anticipated that all or a portion of the proceeds of the 2025 Series B bonds, together with available monies of the open resolution and or the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance all or a portion of the senior and or subordinate mortgage loans for two developments. The proceeds will create approximately 400 new rental homes and preserve 669 rental homes in the Bronx. It's also anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2025 Series B bonds will be used to finance or reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance all or a portion of certain subordinate loans for certain of the developments described in Attachment 3 in your memorandum. The members have previously approved the subordinate loans for the developments described in Attachment 3 and are now being asked to approve the use of the 2025 Series B bond proceeds for the financing of or reimbursement for all or a portion of the loans. The issuance of the 2025 Series B bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the mayor's housing plan. For more information on these developments, please see attachment 3 in your memorandum. The members are being asked to authorize the issuance of the bonds pursuant to multimodal supplemental resolutions. Accordingly, all or a portion of the bonds may be converted to other interest rate modes provided for in the supplemental resolutions. It is anticipated that all or a portion of the 2025 Series B bonds will initially be issued as tax-exempt fixed rate bonds to finance all or a portion of the short and long-term 2025 Series B mortgage loans. In order to manage the interest rate risk associated with the variable rate portion of the previously approved bond series, the corporation is working with Mahanti Garjulo LLC, its hedge advisor, and expects to enter into one or more hedging rate instruments. More detail on the developments and the bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions? If no questions, Susanna will provide the authorized.
The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, the pledge to the open resolution of any mortgage loans or assets of the corporation, the terms of any liquidity facility, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. Members are requested to approve the making of one senior loan and one subordinate loan for one Ella development from proceeds of the 2025 Series B bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $195,690,000. The members are requested to authorize the financing of one Sun loan for PACT Northwest Bronx in an amount not to exceed $100,825,000 from the proceeds of the 2025 Series B bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves. Finally, the members are requested to approve the execution of one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not to exceed $100 million. For each of the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to accomplish said financings or hedging instruments.
Thank you. So, do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2025 Series B and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. At this time, we'll move on to the approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the housing impact bonds 2025 Series A and 2025 Series B for the NYCHA PAC Northwest Bronx development and approval of mortgage loans. I call on Brian Shea to provide a presentation.
Thank you. Good afternoon, board members. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's housing impact bonds 2025 Series A and B and in a combined amount not expected to exceed $293,670,000, and that the members approve the origination of a permanent senior unenhanced non-accelerating or Sun loan to finance the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent financing of the NYCHA project known as PAC Northwest Bronx, the project. The project is part of the Permanent Affordability Commitment Together, or PAC strategy, outlined in the 2018 NYCHA 2.0 plan, which describes how the city will reinvest and reposition public housing through Section 8 conversions. Subject to HUD and Fannie Mae and historic tax credit investor approval, the housing impact bond proceeds are expected to fund two mortgage loans for the development. One loan, representing 90% of the loan proceeds, is expected to be secured by supplemental security in the form of a standby credit enhancement agreement issued by Fannie Mae. The remaining 10% of the loan proceeds is expected to be secured with a subordinate mortgage loan enhanced by the corporation's general obligation pledge. The mortgage loans are expected to each have 30-year terms with interest-only payments for 5 years, after which each loan will amortize over a 40-year amortization schedule with a balloon due at the end of the 30-year term. Interest on the 2025 Series A bond is expected to be exempt from federal and New York State and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as recycled tax-exempt private activity bonds. Interest on the 2025 Series B bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. The sum loan will be senior, unenhanced, and non-accelerable with fixed principal and interest payments that are designed to mimic real estate taxes. The sum loan will have a 40-year term and will fully amortize after a 5-year interest-only period. The sum loan will not require external credit enhancement because of its high debt service coverage ratio and particularly low repayment risk. The proceeds of the mortgage loans and the sum loan will be used for the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent mortgage for the project. The proposed rehabilitation work is extensive and is expected to bring significant quality of life improvements to residents and improve energy efficiency. The project is expected to consist of 14 residential and 1 non-residential buildings located in the Kingsbridge Heights, University Heights, Crotona, and Belmont sections of the Bronx. The project is expected to receive a subordinate loan made by the corporation using city capital granted by the City of New York, acting by and through HPD. More detail on the project, as well as bond underwriters' risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds, are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions? There are no questions. Susanna will provide the authorizing resolutions.
Thank you, Brian. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions for the Housing Impact Bond Resolution. The issuance of the bonds, the execution of the HDC funding agreement, the pledge to the housing impact resolution of any mortgage loans or other assets of the corporation, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are asked to authorize the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge in an amount not to exceed $29,370,000 plus any interest due on the HDC enhanced mortgage loan. The members are asked to authorize the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves or available funds of the open resolution to finance the sun loan in an amount not to exceed $100,825,000 and the mortgage-related documents and other documents necessary to accomplish the sun loan financing.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the Housing Impact Bonds 2025 Series A and 2025 Series B for the NYCHA PAC Northwest Bronx Development and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I don't want to put the question in the deal, but just I think it's important that just to state that in the event that there are substantial changes in the relationship or the deal flow related to GSEs or anything that way, that you will somehow come back in.
Yes.
I mean, I know there's a lot of cushion and all of that, but we don't know these days.
Definitely. If there are substantial changes, we will come back to the board.
Thank you for that. So next we'll move on to the approval of the corporation's underwriters for debt issuance. At this point, I'd like to ask Tina Rubin to give a presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good afternoon, everyone. The corporation periodically reassesses the composition of our bond underwriter group and the services they provide. Most recently, this took place in 2020. At a November 2024 meeting, the members were notified of the plan to issue a request for proposal for bond underwriters, the RFP. The corporation issued RFP, which was broadly distributed in January to the leading investment banking firms in affordable housing finance, including minority and woman-owned businesses, service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, and firms that had previously expressed an interest in being a bond underwriter. The corporation received 33 written responses by the deadline of January 31st. Of these responses, 15 firms sought the role as senior manager, while the remaining 18 firms proposed to serve as a co-manager for the corporation's debt issuances. A review committee, the committee, comprised of 11 executive staff members of the corporation, reviewed and evaluated written proposal and oral presentations based on the criteria as further outlined in the memorandum for you. The committee recommends removing current indenture-specific bond underwriter pool structure and instead using a general underwriter pool to cover all bond indentures and financing types, including the corporation's open resolution issuances, impact resolution issuances, and any other issuances of the corporation, including the upcoming financings for the New York City Public Housing Preservation Trust and any other standalone conduit issues. A summary of the committee's recommendations for each of the underwriters' role is provided in Appendix A of the memorandum before you. The committee recommends the following six firms, including one MWBE firm, for a senior manager role: B of A Securities, Morgan Stanley, Jefferies, JP Morgan Securities, Ramirez, and Wells Fargo Bank. The committee recommends the following seven firms, including two MWBE firms, for a co-senior manager role: Barclay Capitals, Goldman Sachs, Loop Capital Markets, Raymond James, RBC Capital Markets, Sieber William Shank, and TD Securities. In addition, the committee recommends the following nine firms, including one MWBE firm and two veteran firms, for a co-manager role: Academy Securities, Bancroft Capital, Hilltop Securities, Jenny Montgomery Scott, Oppenheimer, PNC Capital Markets, Roosevelt and Cross, Stern Brothers, and Stifel Nicolaus. Finally, the committee recommends the following 11 firms, including two MWBE firms and four veteran firms, for a selling group member role: American Veterans Group, AmeriVet Securities, Blaylock Venn, BNY Mellon Capital Markets, DA Davidson, Drexel Hamilton, Access Securities, Fidelity Capital Markets, Inspire X, Mishler Financial, and Rockfleet Financial. The committee further recommends that the corporation continue its practice of encouraging co-senior managers and co-managers to be active in assisting the corporation's financings. Should any co-senior manager or co-manager propose a unique and innovative financing structure, the committee recommends that the firm have the opportunity to be promoted to senior manager or co-senior manager for that particular offering. Similarly, the committee also recommends that selling group members have the potential to be elevated to co-manager if that firm consistently produces significant investor orders. The committee also recommends the continued flexibility to add any firm not currently appointed as one of the above roles to participate in the financing if that firm proposes a unique idea, financing structure, or otherwise makes a contribution that benefits the corporation. Such underwriter's participation shall be subject to the member's approval at the time. The committee also recommends that the members delegate authority to the following officers of the corporation, including the president, the first EVP, the EVP for capital markets and investment, and the SVP for capital markets, to appoint new firms as co-manager or selling group member for flexibility to adapt to changes in the investment banking community. Any such appointment would be noted in the following bond issuance memo to members. Any such appointment, any firm appointed as a co-manager pursuant to this delegated authority would not be eligible to serve as a senior manager or co-senior manager without a member's approval. Are there any questions?
Just one question. For bringing in other firms that might have a unique way of working, is that an RFP process, or is that typically for the negotiation?
Yeah, so we have this RFP where we ask certain questions. If there's a new firm that did not respond initially, we would have them fill out the questions that everyone else had to fill out. We would review them, and then based on if they offered an idea or if personnel had moved to this firm that have significant experience in housing and understands HCC's programs, we could recommend that they become then a co-manager or selling group member, depending what the firm is, what their capital is. We'll look at it for several different things. And we always bring our financings to the board, so it would be in the board, so the board would approve it. But we just, it's a way of being able to go with the flow, so to speak, of changes in the industry. We really only do this review about every 4 to 6 years. So,
thank you.
Yeah, it definitely gives us the flexibility to be nimble as these things come. And as Ellen stated, we would come back to the board and present the unique idea.
And a follow up, the discretion to approve new underwriters based on the movement of personnel. Also, is that currently part of the, is that currently approved practice? At times, certain firms may enter the municipal bond market, or certain investment bankers at another corporation well may move to firms not approved during the selection process. Senior officer discretion to appoint new firms as co-manager or selling group member would allow the corporation to be flexible to adapt to changes, blah, blah, blah.
Right. So what we have seen over the last couple of years in the housing bankers, many have moved different firms, and some firms that have not had a lot of housing experience have now housing bankers there, and they may have balance sheet resources that would benefit HDC, and they presented different ideas or whether it's a unique financing or a different perspective as we explore some of the financing alternatives we have with the public housing portfolio, as well as our new construction preservation efforts. And it we have found that, and that's why we have such a broad underwriter pool. So I think we've gotten everybody in existence now, but if a new firm was created, we'd like the flexibility to review that firm. And if an idea was presented, that we would be able to bring it to the board to get approval at that time. Versus in the past, what we've done is we didn't have this authorization. We'd either have to tell the firm to wait, or else we would do a separate, they still would have to do this RFP, but we'd bring it as a separate memo to the board. It was sort of a cumbersome process. It seems like it could be included in the type of deal that was getting approved at that time, whether it's the open or the impact.
I guess, could I ask that we highlight if that,
oh, absolutely,
you know, comes to, if that happens, you know, that we're just made aware, oh, totally. You know, clearly in advance and all of that, just so we know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Just one other question. How do you apportion the workload within each of the categories? So you're not just selecting one, right?
Right.
So how do you decide how to make assignments to?
Sure. So we have a rotation. It is not a strict rotation. It's based on performance. When investment banking firms are in our deal, you know, the orders they place, the support they provide us with different structuring and financing ideas. You know, some of the research and ideas, we do request interest rate indications from the various firms different times, because we need to provide interest rate indications for like our deal a few months ahead of time. In this market, it's very difficult to do. So we base it on that, and we try to mix up the firms. We do like to have a broad group because we like the various ideas we do get from the firms. We find, because we're in New York, the banks are very engaged with us, and we do try to keep everyone involved, and we are able to move up if a co-senior manager or co-manager has a good idea. We're able to appoint them as a senior or co-senior manager, depending on the financing. So every deal we do, we have one senior manager. We usually have, depending on the size of the deal, 2 or 3 co-senior managers. And then various co-managers and sometimes the selling group depends on the structure. So it is, we discuss it in capital markets and then we discuss it in finance and, and Eric is involved in the president is involved in the decision as well. So we just sort of look at, it's really performance and involvement. And we have trackers, we track orders placed and we save all the presentations that are given and ideas met and, who's doing the outreach.
Thank you.
Any other questions or?
If there are no questions, the members are requested to approve the selection of underwriters recommended by the committee for senior manager, co-senior manager, co-manager, and the selling group member roles for the corporation's debt issuances and the additional recommendations noted.
Before asking, I just want to thank the members for these were good questions. Thank you for raising them and bringing the discussion. Thank you, Ellen, for driving the discussion. Do I have a motion to approve the corporation's underwriters for debt issuances and the additional recommendations in the memo before you?
I move.
Second. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the 2024 update on the New York City Acquisition Fund. The chair calls on Tricia Ostergaard.
Very good. Thank you, thank Commissioner.
Spend some time. Thank you.
The following is an informational update on the financial condition of the New York City Acquisition Fund, which has received two loans from the corporation in the aggregate amount of $25 million. This update is being provided in response to a request from the members that occurred in connection with the approval of the corporation's most recent loan to NICAP. NICAP offers acquisition, pre-development, and moderate rehabilitation loans to MWBE and not-for-profit real estate developers of affordable, supportive, and mixed-income rental housing in the five boroughs of New York City. NICAP's co-managers are Enterprise Community Partners and a local initiative support corporation. The fund has been managed by Forsyth Street Advisors since its inception in 2006. The fund provides loans at capital advance rates of up to 130% loan to value, with loan terms of up to 3 years and limited recourse. Representatives of both HPD and HDC are members of the fund's credit committee, and both their affirmative votes are required for a loan approval. In 2018, HDC provided a $15 million 5-year revolving loan to NICAF at a fixed rate of 2.15%. This loan was modified in 2021 to have a maturity in December 2026. Subsequently, in 2024, with acquisition and construction costs rising, HDC provided an additional $10 million floating rate loan to NICAF at SOFR flat, which also matures in December 2026. This new loan was to enable NICAF to meet the more frequent sponsor requests for larger loans. The current NICAP portfolio of $144 million comprises 14 active loans to 13 projects, representing approximately 1,500 units. In 2024, the fund made 10 new loans totaling $115 million and 5 loans totaling $61 million were repaid. As NICAP is a revolving fund, cash from repaid loans can be relent for new projects. During this time, there were no delinquencies on the project loans. All project loans with maturity dates in 2024 have repaid during their original 3-year terms, except for two, which requested extensions. One of those loans was repaid in December. The other loan remains in the NICAP portfolio, but was partially paid down prior to last year, and the current LTV is under 50%. The for-profit sponsor has been timely paying loan interest out of pocket. During this period, there were no delinquencies on the two loans the corporation has made to NICAF. Since inception, NICAF has made over 100 loans totaling $765 million to affordable housing projects, enabling the construction or preservation of over 16,600 units. The fund's current capacity is $204 million. Are there any questions?
If no questions, I want to just thank you again, Tricia, for a very formal update. This was an informational update, and so no approval by members is necessary at this time. Next, we'll move on to the ratification of HDC's 2024 annual investment report, and I call on Ellen Duffy to provide the report.
Thank you, Tricia. The New York City Housing Development Corporation is submitting its annual investment report for the corporation and its subsidiaries pursuant to Section 2925 of the Public Authorities Law of New York State. The report presents the corporation investment record for the fiscal year 2024. As required by statute, the report includes the investment record of the corporation, which is discussed in the letter in front of you, the investment guidelines as approved by the audit committee members on January 28, 2025, and the results of the annual independent audit. The 2024 annual investment report was presented and approved by the audit committee on January 28, 2025. At this time, the members are asked to ratify the audit committee's approval of the report. Upon ratification by the members, the report will be submitted to the mayor and to both the city and state controllers as required by the public authorities law.
Do I have a motion to ratify the audit committee's approval of HDC's 2024 annual investment results?
Mm-hmm.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Or any opposed? Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to the approval of a declaration of intent resolution, and I call on Lauren Thomas. Oh, sorry, for 1709 Surf Avenue, Coney Island, Phase 3, Brooklyn, New York, 11224.
As you know, declaration of intent resolutions are solely for tax code purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC were to actually finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent, Coney Island Phase 3, located at 1709 Surf Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. The proposed development consists of the new construction of one building containing a total of 420 residential units to be located in the Coney Island neighborhood of Brooklyn. It is expected the development will use approximately $155 million in taxes and bonds. The project is to be developed by a single purpose entity to be formed and controlled by BFC Partners, Taconic Partners, and L&M Development Partners. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
Do I have a motion to approve the declaration of intent resolution for 1709 Surf Avenue, Brooklyn, New York?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Finally, we'll reach under business. Is there any other business that the members would like to discuss? There be no other business. Well, first of all, I should ask a question. Is there any other business? No. There being no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. So moved.
Okay.
All in favor? Any opposed? Want to hang out for a little bit? Talk. The motion carries, but before we fully adjourn, I do want to say very quickly, I want to thank Stephanie and Yafa, who helped me prepare for this meeting and made sure it was successful. I also want to thank the HPD and HDC staff who have been instrumental in putting this material together and making sure we can move with a successful meeting. And then finally, I don't know as many of you as I would like, but I want to thank everyone in this room. You know, my story is very quick. The reason why I live and am able to be in New York City is because we had rental assistance at some point. We had a roof over our head. An HB inspector made sure the building was safe. And because of what you guys are doing here today on many days, there are people who live in safer, habitable, and affordable housing. So before we end, I just want to say thank you for whatever you're doing to make that possible. And on that note, I'm going to adjourn this meeting and thank you for today.
Thank you.